Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Thank you for being a part of the community of faith. This is Pastor Sam, and thank God for talking to you. And, you know, God is doing a new thing on the earth, and he wants everyone to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. In chapter 43, he said, I am bringing a new thing, even now it will spring forth, will you know it? Now, I think if I say it, I will know it.
Amen.
I will know it. That's my faith statement, just like the psalmist said in Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, and my trust.
In whom I trust.
I say, God's doing a new thing, and I will know it. Tonight, we're going to be reading from the book of Jeremiah again. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah had to prophesy at the end of the kingdom of their captivity. It was great. It seemed like a depressing one, but it's a great book of instruction to us to realize just because you're God's people and you made a decision for God one time in your life, doesn't mean that that's going to be the only decision you have the rest of your life. You're going to have to continually make a decision.
You're breaking up, love. You're breaking up.
I'm just working really good. Maybe see if I can turn that cold off my microphone. Does that make it better?
Or
is it just my location in the prayer?
It may just be your location, because now you're clearing up again. Welcome, Josh. Glad to have you back on YouTube.
Josh?
Joshua Crowley is with us again. It is good to have you with us.
So, that's right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake right now. Mm-hmm. According to your word, you said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Thank you, Lord, that tonight the revelation of the Word of God and who you are to us in that Word will be alive and well, strong, and we will see it, we will know it, we will understand it. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this according to your holy Word. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, remember, when we read the Bible, make sure you got your Bible open and are reading along with us. A couple things happen when you do that. Number one, you learn to read it better. Number two, as you're reading and we're reading, the Word comes alive to a greater degree. And make sure you have a pen and a paper. Don't pen there where you can take some notes. That'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Jeremiah chapter
23.
23. Really? We made it that far yesterday.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep. It is a good thing. We're almost caught back up. All right, here we go. The branch of righteousness. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Wow, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you. Wow. For the evil of your doing. That's what I was.
If you receive it, then he'll be blessed and he'll change you. But if you don't receive that conversation, that's going to be a pet.
Yeah. Yep.
Keep on going. We made it through two verses.
Yeah. Almost. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doing, says the Lord. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they will fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Verse 6. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness.
The Lord our righteousness.
The Lord our righteousness.
Wait, which
one's
that?
Sin given? Oh, let me look. Creator, Master, Healer, Sanctifier, Nisi, is our banner, our peace, our righteousness. Yep, Sid Canoe. Jehovah Sid Canoe is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land, which is happening now. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake, and I'm like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. 10. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of a curse the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in
what
my
chapter are you in?
Jeremiah 23.
You know, no matter how hard you look to be single, you're still not Jeremiah.
Oh, no. Not at all. there you go. Yeah, did you hear me? It is Jehovah Sid Canoe is my righteousness.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Verse 11, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. Therefore their way shall be to them like slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall in them. For I will bring disaster on them, the year of their punishment, says the Lord, and I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. Also, I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that no one turns back from his wickedness.
Wow.
That's what I always think of with everything going on now, the people that are encouraging, even if they're not doing wrong, they're supporting and encouraging those who are, and that's just as bad. So stop. so that no one turns his back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and their inhabitants like Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. Ow. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace, and to everyone who walks according to the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. You know, that is like these ones that have gone overboard too with God's grace and Jesus' righteousness. They're saying it's okay to sin and do whatever you want. You'll have peace. And he's saying right here, no, it's not. It is not. I didn't say that.
I did not say that.
Yeah.
Oh, look,
it literally says no evil shall come upon you. Yeah. And God says
the soul that sinneth, he shall die.
Yeah.
Those are God's
words. Yeah. Yep. It opens you up to all kinds of evil. Verse 18, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets. I'm in verse 21 now. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Verse 28. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord? And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says, behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. So when these people or the prophet or the priest ask you, saying, what is the oracle of the Lord? You shall then say to them, what oracle? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people who say the oracle of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Verse 35. Thus every one of you shall say to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered and what has the Lord spoken? and the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more. For every man's word will be his oracle, and for you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus you shall say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered you, and what has the Lord spoken? But since you say the oracle of the Lord, therefore thus says the Lord, because you say this word, the oracle of the Lord, and I have sent to you saying, do not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you and forsake you in the city that I gave you and your fathers, and will cast you out of my presence. And I will bring everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. The sign of the two baskets of figs. And this is chapter 24. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord, after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, thus says the Lord, God, the God of Israel, like those good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans. Verse 6, for I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return to me with their whole heart. I just love those verses. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus says the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the son of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will deliver them to trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth for their harm, to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse in all places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword. This is verse 10 we're on now. And I will send the sword. Okay.
Understand.
Yeah.
Just like this, the sign of the basket, you know. He always wants to give you a picture that you can understand, because if you can see the picture, you can get the revelation. And it's very interesting to me that of all the different pictures that are seen here in the book of Jeremiah, there's just so many, and I'm not going to go through them all again, so we can keep going. This is the really want to see us get a couple more days today.
Yeah.
But thank God that he is always going to give us the revelation that we need. He's always going to give us the revelation that we need. He is a God of revelation.
All right. Verse 10, and I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they are consumed from the land that I gave to them and their fathers. Chapter 25. where are we going tonight? Oh, to 29. That'll be 2 days, and then we'll see from there. Okay. Chapter 25, 70 years of desolation. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all of the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me, and I've spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear. Verse 5. They said, repent now, every one of his evil way.
23 years, he just said.
Yeah.
I've been preaching to you for 23 years.
And you're still not listening. Yeah.
Do not be that person. I delight to do that will. Yeah. No matter if you get it. But say, yes, Lord, I receive.
Yes, Lord, I receive it.
Amen.
Verse 5, they said, repent now, every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after other gods to serve them and worship them, and do not provoke me to anger. With the word,
yeah.
With the works of your hands, and I will not harm you. Yet you have not listened to me, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, a perpetual desolation. And perpetual desolations. Verse 10.
Wow.
Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, says the Lord. And I will make it a perpetual desolation. So I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied concerning all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall be served by them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. Watch what you're doing. Verse 15, judgment on the nations. For thus says the Lord God of Israel to me, take this wine cup of fury from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations drink to whom the Lord had sent me. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and its princes, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people, all the mixed multitude, all the kings of the land of Uz and the kings of the land of the Philistines, namely Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the people of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastlands which are across the sea, Dedan, Tema, Buz, and all who are in the farthest corners, all the kings of Arabia and all the kings of the mixed multitude who dwell in the desert. I'm on verse 25 now. All the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are on the face of the earth. Also the king of Sheshach shall drink after them. Therefore you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, and vomit. Fall and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you shall certainly drink. For behold, I will begin to bring calamity on the city, which is called by my name. And should you be utterly unpunished, you shall not be unpunished. For I will call a sword on all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy against them all these words and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his fold. He will give a shout as those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31. A noise will come to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will plead his case with all flesh. He will give those who are wicked to the sword, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall rise up from the farthest parts of the earth. And at that day the slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other of the earth. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall become refuse on the ground. Wail, shepherds, and cry. Roll about in the ashes, you leaders of the flock. For the days of your slaughter are your dispersions are and your dispersions are fulfilled. You shall fall like... Yeah, that's really scary, isn't it?
All right, well, it's scary, so I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to be listening. Keep talking, though.
All right. You shall fall like a precious vessel, verse 35. And the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a wailing of the leaders to the flock will be heard. For the Lord has plundered their pasture, and the peaceful habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his lair like the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Jeremiah saved from death. This is chapter 26. So we're on day 225 now. Everybody okay? Anybody have anything they wanted to say or add or anything? If you do, just pop on and say. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord saying, thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which came to worship in the Lord's house, All the words that I command you to speak to them, do not diminish a word. Wow. You see so much of that now with some of the teaching where they do diminish the words of the Lord. They sugarcoat things and lighten them up. And he's going, no, don't do that. Do not diminish a word. Verse 3, perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way that I may relent. See, he's still willing to relent. He is such a gracious God. Concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. And you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to heed the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. Now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying this house shall be like Shiloh, and the city shall be desolate, without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and all the people, saying, this man deserves to die. For he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city with all the words that you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you. As for me, here I am in your hand to do with me as seems good and proper to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourselves, on this city and on its inhabitants. For truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. 16. So the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, this man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field. Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. Wow, thank God they recalled that. Verse 19. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom which he had pronounced against them. But we're doing great evil against ourselves. They're getting it, maybe for a second. Now there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah of Kirjath, Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim, the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went to Egypt. Then Jehoiakim, the king, sent to Egypt, Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and the other men who went with him to Egypt. And they brought Urijah from Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahitam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, so that they should give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Wow. The symbol of the bonds and the yokes. This is chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord to me, make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, the king of the Ammonites, the king of Tyre, and the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and command them to say to their masters, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are on the ground by my great power, and by my outstretched arm have given it to whom it seemed proper to me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field. I have also given him to serve. So all nations shall serve him and his son's son until the time of his land comes. And then many nations and great kings shall make him serve them. And it shall be that the nation and the kingdoms which will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation I will punish, says the Lord, with the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. In verse 10, chapter 27, verse 10. For they prophesy a lie to you to remove you far from your land, and I will drive you out, and you'll perish. But the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in their own land, says the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell in it. I also spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore, do not listen to these words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, we can hear you.
So, Zedekiah is the king, and he is obeying God. Let's make a mess. Yeah. Yeah. Going on with it? That was the right one? So, anyways. Don't open that. So you can see the time in regards to people in the captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And Zedekiah's saying, here it comes. Nothing you gotta do about it. When God's had enough, he's had enough.
He has. Yeah, but then he's always so willing to take them back if they would just straighten up every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Zedekiah, it's not Zedekiah. I've always pronounced that Zedekiah. Zedekiah.
Zedekiah.
Well, all right. Make note of that, everyone. It's Zedekiah, not Zedekiah. It's like Habakkuk or Habakkuk.
All right.
All right. We are on verse 14, chapter 27, verse 14. Therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, says the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I may drive you out and that you may perish, and you and the prophets who prophesy to you. Also, I spoke to the priests and to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, do not go to Babylon. You know, I just have to say, this is such a huge thing for these people. They literally just do have to believe their prophets. And as we see, some of these prophets are not ones that are telling the truth. They're not following God, but these people don't know. They don't have the Holy Spirit in them like we do now, and they don't have this Bible. We have the Holy Spirit, and we can take our Bible and figure out for ourselves what God is telling us, where these guys really didn't. They had to follow the people, which is probably why God was so gracious. Well, he's a gracious God anyway, even with us that know better. But then that's probably why he was so willing to over and over and over again, if he could get them to listen to him, and he knew in their hearts and their minds that they truly were wanting to follow him. Here comes our Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Good to have you with us. We are in Jeremiah chapter 27, and we're on verse 18 right now. And we were just talking about all of these prophets that are lying to these people, and these people really, they should have had better relationships and known God to know when they were being lied to. And they did have the Old Testament, you know, scrolls and things, but they don't have the Holy Spirit in them like we do now, and they don't each have their own Bible where they can figure out what God's saying to them on their own. So that's probably, you know, a huge part of why he just kept taking them back and trying to help them. Anyways, okay, verse 18. But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, do not go to Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the carts, and concerning the remainder of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all of the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Hananiah's false hood and doom. We're starting chapter 28. And it happened in the same year at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah. That's going to be a trick for me to change. King of Judah in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, Azur, the prophet, who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years, I bring back to this place all of the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Verse 5, then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who stood in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform your words, which you have prophesied, to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all who were carried away captive from Babylon to this place. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who have been before me and before you of old prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of war and disaster and pestilence. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent. Verse 10, then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. 12. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron. Wow. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, but you make this people trust a lie. Verse 16.
Yeah. That was weird. I was just saying, can you hear me now for about 5 minutes?
Oh, no kidding.
I have no idea what's going on, but it's all right.
Okay, do you need me to back up?
No. Just jump in right here.
All right.
It's very interesting to see how God led these people all the way through captivity. He's like, you're going into captivity. Nothing to do about it. That king's going to take you. You're going to be in captivity. You're going to learn to come back to me. Glory to God. And he even called Nebuchadnezzar his servant.
Yeah.
And Lord have mercy on the Christians of America if God's calling Obama his servant.
Mm.
And Mike his servant. My people who are called by my name better humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways to seek his face.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just was thinking, but he has used them to expose a whole bunch of wickedness that's been going on in secret for a long time, and now they've brought it forefront, so people have the opportunity to repent.
It had to be exposed for the depth of perversion and wickedness there. And now that it's been exposed, everybody's like, no way, we don't want that.
Yeah.
There's about to be a backlash. It's going to be a severe one. Because we're not these perverse people that we're trying to mention.
Right.
Amen.
Not all of us, anyway. There are their fair share out there. Okay, verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. And this is Jeremiah's letter to the captives. This is chapter 29. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This happened after Jeconiah, the king of the queen mother, the eunuchs, the princes of Judah, and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemara, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in this peace you will have peace. For in its peace you will have peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, that you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning this king who sits on the throne of David, concerning all the people who dwell in this city, and concerning your brethren who have not gone out with you into captivity. I'm on verse 17 now, chapter 29, verse 17. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send on them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and I will make them like rotten figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. And I will pursue them with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and I will deliver them to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, astonishment, a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. because they have not heeded my words, says the Lord, which I sent to them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. Neither would you heed, says the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says, and in verse 21 now, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Kaliah, and Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, who prophesy a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And because of them, a curse shall be taken up by all the captivity of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make you lie, Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have done disgraceful things in Israel, have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Indeed, I know and am a witness, says the Lord. Verse 24. You shall also speak to Shemaiah, the Nehelamite, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you have sent letters in your name to all the people who are at Jerusalem, to Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah. My goodness. The priests, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiada, the priest, so that there should be officers in the house of the Lord over every man who is demented and considers himself a prophet, that you should put him in prison and in the stocks. Now, therefore, why have you not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, who makes himself a prophet to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat their fruit. Now Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, send to all those in captivity, saying, thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah, the Nehelamite. Because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I have not sent him, and he has caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah, the Nehelamite, and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among his people, nor shall he see the good that I will do for my people, says the Lord, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord. And there we have, that was days 224 and 225, and it is 8:30 or 9:30. Shall I continue? We could do days 226 and 227. That's only chapters 30 through 34.
I said yes.
All right. And then I caught up there, or real close. And hope you all can stay with us for more reading. Oh, here's Phyllis back. Oops, where'd she go? There's the big amen. Hi, Phyllis. Glad you're back.
Hi. A tree or something fell from high pole or something. The electricity went off. So the internet goes off. Is no way. With everybody's electricity in the area going off, no Wi-Fi. Even though you have Wi-Fi for it to connect on, too.
Yeah.
Still doesn't do anything. think from my last stop off, but wait here.
Well, we're glad they got it straightened out in your back.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden.
Yeah. Okay, we're just...
I hope I didn't interrupt your written words.
No, actually, we just finished up another day, and we decided we'll go ahead and start another one. So we're in chapter 30 now. So that was perfect timing.
Yeah.
You what, Roger?
I got information.
You do?
If you're a senior and you have any disability, you have to be a senior or be disabled, you call the electrical company, they put you on the list as a power outage goes out, get installed first.
Anybody
else? You have to call the electrical company and tell them I'm a senior over such and such age, disabled. They don't ask for no paperwork about your age or anything like that.
Well, that's and good to know. Good.
Wow.
Well, that's
well,
good,
good
to
know.
Know,
honey. Thank you.
It is. Thank you. All right, here we go. Chapter 30, the restoration of Israel and Judah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Verse 5. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. And now and see. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with a child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up from them or for them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable. Your wound is severe. There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable. Because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Verse 16. Make sure everything's still up and running. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mount, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord. Verse 22. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Hallelujah. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you will consider it. Now we're on chapter 31. The remnant of Israel saved. At the same time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel, when I went to give him rest. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with your tambourines, and shall go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. Verse 5. You shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them as ordinary food. For there shall be a day when the watchman will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the woman with child and the one who labors with child together. A great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping and with supplications. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their souls shall be like well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. I will satiate the soul of the priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord. Verse 15, and this is mercy on Ephraim. Thus says the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. They have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised like an untrained bull. Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God. And that's what he wants to hear. You are the Lord my God. Surely after my turning, I repented, and after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh and was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth. Verse 20, is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to these your cities. How long will you gad about, O you backsliding daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Future prosperity of Judah. This is verse 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, they shall again use this speech in the land of Judah and in its cities when I will bring back their captivity. The Lord bless you, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all its cities together farmers and those going out with flocks. For I have satiated the very soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. After this I awoke and looked around, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, the Lord. In those days they shall no more. In those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Verse 30. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge. A new covenant. This is verse 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his neighbor, his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall... They all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. Excuse me. For I will forgive their iniquities and their sin. I will remember no more. What a merciful God. Verse 35, thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the city shall be built for the Lord from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate. The surveyor's line shall again extend straight forward over the hill Gerab, then shall turn toward Goath. And the whole valley of dead bodies and of the ashes of all the fields as far as the brook Kidron to the corner of the horse gate toward the east shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down any more forever. That was day 226. Should we do another day?
You know, it's interesting. God loved his people all the way through their bondage. Had to put them in captivity. Hold them all back in their captivity. I'm here. When they started to repent of their ways, they're perfect, even though they were his people, then he could do so. But that's a lot of things. Even, I've been saying this for about a couple minutes, even if you see this YouTube video, I'm going to say that the mighty name of Jesus, after the rapture, all of our people,
Say that again.
Said somebody's not going to be asked right here. So if you're hearing this during the 7-year church life, man, find every video you can of that's under my name, Sandra Vickdown, find them, listen to them, study them. God still loves you, even though you are in some hell right now. He loves you. There's going to be another rapture in the middle of the tribulation, and you're going to come up and meet us. Just make sure you start praying to God.
Yeah. Seek him.
Get yourself right with him. So no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what happens, God loves you. And he's trying to get you to see him. You're not blind to the Holy Spirit. By cursing the Holy Spirit, done it so bad. They ain't hard to say the word. If that's not you, you're able to come back because you're not among me. So they not help me. And find different believers like us that just believe it. We don't care what sins you committed because from the moment you say, I receive you, Jesus, the only thing that's important is your new creation.
Yeah, amen.
How awesome is that right now? Preachers go back to reading.
Do you want me to do another day? Here we go. Chapter 32, Jeremiah by the field. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. I would not want a prison in my house. Verse 3, for Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, why do you prophesy and say, thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape from the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him face to face and see him eye to eye. Then he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he shall be until I visit him, says the Lord. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not succeed. And Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalem, your uncle, will come to you, saying, buy my field, which is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it. Then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said to me, please buy my field that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption yours. Buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So I bought the field from Hanamel, the son of my uncle, who was in Anathoth, and weighed out to him the money, 17 shekels of silver. And I signed the deed and sealed it, took witnesses, and weighed the money in the balances. So I took the purchase deed, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the purchase deed to Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the presence of Hanamel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses who signed the purchase deed, before all the Jews who sat in the court of the prison. Here comes Miss Mary. Thus I charged. Hi, Mary. Glad to have you with us. We are in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 13. Then I charged Barak before them, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, both this purchase deed, which is sealed, and this deed, which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may last many days. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Jeremiah prays for understanding. This is verse 16. Now when I had delivered the purchase deed to Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, you are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to this day, and in Israel and among other men, and you have made yourself a name as it is this day. You have brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror. Verse 22. You have given them this land of which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and took possession of it, but they have not obeyed your voice or walked in your law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore, you have caused all this calamity to come upon them. Look, this siege mound. Look, this siege mounds. Did I hit the wrong one? All right. Look, the siege mounds, they have come to the city to take it, and the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans, who fight against it because of the sword and famine and pestilence. What you have spoken has happened. There you see it. And you have said to me, O Lord God, buy the field for money and take the witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans. God's assurance of the people's return. This is verse 26. Again, we're in chapter 32, verse 26. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans who fight against this city shall come and set fire to this city and burn it with the houses on whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal and poured out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. Because the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done only evil before me, and from their youth, from the children of Israel have For the children of Israel have provoked me only to anger with the work of their hands, says the Lord. For this city has been to me a provocation of my anger and my fury from the day that they built it, even to this day. So I will remove it from before my face. Forgetting the things of the past. What verse is that? That's in... I don't remember where that's at, but forgetting the things of the past and looking forward. He's removing it from his face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned to me. They have turned to me the back and not the face. Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire of Moloch, which I did not command them, nor did it come to my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Now therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city of which you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. This is verse 40. I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all good that I have promised them. And the fields will be bought in this land of which you say, it is desolate without man or beast. It has been given to the hand of the Chaldeans. Men will buy fields for money, sign deeds, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowlands, and in the cities of the south, for for I will cause their captives to return, says the Lord. Excellence is restored to the nation. This is chapter 33. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down.
Pause for a second. Pause for a second.
Okay.
Because here they are in the prison. They have been totally rebellious, totally against God. And he says to them, come unto me.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
And I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you have done. Now, this is God. After he had to drive them into oppression, he still has the promise that he's called me. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Can you imagine if we just walk with him?
Yeah.
And how great and mighty the things will be that he'll show us.
Yeah. Still plans on doing. Amen. And he still plans on doing every good thing he promised them to start with. He's not withholding anything from them after everything they've done. They just turn to him. They can still have it all.
Amen. All right, I'm going to keep reading. We're going to get this done.
We are. Verse 4 again. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to fortify against the siege mounts and the sword. They came to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men, whom I will slay in my anger and my fury. All of those wicked, all for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring in health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return and rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then,
wow. What a promise. Mm-hmm.
Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I will provide for it. Thus says the Lord again, this is verse 10. Again, there shall be heard in this place of which you say it is desolate without man and without beast in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all its cities there shall again be a habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah. The flocks shall again pass under the hands of him who counts them, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called. Why do they have she there? And this is the name by which she will be called, the Lord of righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings and to sacrifice continually. The permanence of God's covenant. 19. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day or day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my son or my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, nor the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister to me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, have you not considered what these people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord has chosen, he has also cast them off? Thus they have despised my people, as if they should no more be a nation before them. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the descendants of Jacob and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his descendants to be rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captives to return and will have mercy on them. Chapter 34, Zedekiah warned by God. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, all the kingdoms of the earth under his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and all its cities, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And you shall not escape from his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into the hand, into his hand. Your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon. He shall speak with you face to face, and you shall go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord concerning you. You shall not die by the sword. Verse 5. But you shall die in peace, as in the ceremonies of your fathers, the former kings who were before you. So they shall burn incense for you and lament for you, saying, alas, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, says the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem. When the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and Azekah, for only these fortified cities remained of the cities of Judah. Treacherous treatment of slaves. This is verse 8. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem. Thank you, Rebecca. to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should set free his male and female slave, a Hebrew man or woman, that no one should keep a Jewish brother in bondage. Now when all the princes and all the people who had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should set free his male and female slaves, that no one should keep them in bondage anymore, they obeyed and let them go. But afterward, they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return, whom they had set free, and brought them into subjection as male and female slaves. Therefore, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying, at the end of 7 years, let every man set free his Hebrew brother who has been sold to him. And when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers did not obey me nor incline their ear. Then you recently turned and did what was right in my sight, every man proclaiming liberty to his neighbor, and you made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. Then you turned around and profaned my name, and every one of you brought back his male and female slaves whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, and brought them back into subjection to be your male and female slaves. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every one to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine, and I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they made before me, when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts of it, the princes of Judah, the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf, I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life. Their dead bodies shall be for meat for the birds of the heaven and the beasts of the earth. And I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which has gone back from you. Behold, I will command, says the Lord, and cause them to return to this city. They will fight against it and take it, burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. You'd think they'd learn that they just rebellious. And then when they had to do their own chores, they wanted their slaves back. So there was the reading of day 227. And probably we'll call that good for today. But what?
Amen. In the middle of all the solemn chapters of Jeremiah, one chapter was very churchy.
Yeah. Yep.
Call unto me. I will answer you as a promise for any person, no matter how far away he's gone. Call unto me. I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things that you have done. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. And turn back to him. He will always. He will always take you back. That's what's amazing. That is what's amazing. And now let's do communion. And I need to go get my communion elements. And I will be right back. I'm used to being able to getting up and going and getting them and not being noticed. So anyways, I'll be right back.
though, even though Jeremiah might seem, there's a lot of people that says Jeremiah is depressing. Not depressing, it's the truth of rebellion. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't rebel. Don't go away. No matter what you don't understand, stay. Ask God to help you understand it. And he will. He will help you to understand because he wants you to know. I think that's one of my most favorite verses of Jeremiah chapter 33. Call unto me.
Yeah.
I will answer thee. I will answer. And I will show you great mighty things that you do not know. That's not a baby. That's not a mighty. That's God saying, I will show you great and mighty things. And it's because he loves his children.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right, here we go. If you've never done community with us before, community is a little different than some places because we receive it together. But it's actually about a 15-minute process. So I believe, let's be at the beginning, we say, there's going to be too many people that come by that are not going to hear what we would have said at the beginning. And therefore, they won't understand this. So, every time we come, they say the same thing. But remember this. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And, thank God for that. Thank God that faith can come into our hearts by hearing the word. Those of us who've been around since the beginning of this ministry, it's of absolute importance that we continually work this process out and continually are manifesting the blessings of God. You can't have been a part of the service that says you can't receive communion to anybody else except just your own church. Well, you just think about it simply. This is the body of Christ. Jesus said, bless you, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Of course, he wasn't talking about being a cannibal. He was talking about being a sacrificial lamb. And in the Passover, they ate feed up flesh of the lamb, the feast. But Jesus was saying, you've got to receive me in all the entirety of what I've done for you. And so this is his body that's being broken and his blood shed, and you are a member of his body. Anytime communion elements are served, you have every right a part of that service. Now, the organization might not let you be a part of it, but hey, God will let you be a part of it. I'm thinking community with the Methodists and the Catholics and the Lutherans and the Episcopals. I'm thinking with the Charismatics and the Pentecostals, the Word of Faith. I'm thinking community out in the parking lot. I'm thinking community in bars and restaurants. I'm thinking community with bikers. But it's wherever the body is.
Amen.
It's wherever the body is. And the body is celebrating what Jesus has done. And the body of Christ has received. Here we go. We're going to read now our communion verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28.
Did you want your camera on? Well, I had turned mine off so you could be on, but I didn't know if you didn't realize yours was not on. There, mine's on. Did you leave us?
We're reading the commanding verses?
Yep. Hey, your mom, Cottle, is here. Welcome, welcome on YouTube. So glad to have you with us, too.
Hello, sisters.
Did you want me to read the verses, Mom?
No.
Or are you reading them?
I need you to read them, please.
Okay. All right, 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. So judge yourself before you do this. And 1 John 4:17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And I like verse 19 too. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen. Amen. And those are the New Testament verses about communion that Jesus met with Paul in the wilderness, shared with him there to see the body of Christ in it. And now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. The prayer of rededication. For just a prayer of hallelujah, I am part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So thank you, David. Now, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 And there went Pastor. He must have gone around a curve or through a coulee or something. Yeah, he'll pop back. Say that again. Yeah. Yeah, especially out where he's at.
Or if you're too close to a tower.
Mm-hmm. He's not too close to a tower out there, I'll tell you that. I am going to put in Pastor's contact information on YouTube as soon as I find it here. And here's our end of our Blog Talk Radio is coming up here. Although it will continue, but you'll still hear her announcing us here for a minute. So, Pastor would love to have you contact him anytime. You can email him. You can call him. We'll have all of the information in the notes in the bottom of this. And I will put in his email address. In the comments so that you may call him, contact him, and we'll get you information and we will help you learn to walk with God.
Well, I'm looking at the comments. I don't see anything.
Well, I
don't see
anything. Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Oh.
I am working on it right now as we go. And actually, I have so many screens up here that it's hard to find the ones I want. So anyways, let's go ahead and do communion, and I will get that information in there afterwards. This is usually when I put it in. All right, let's hold up our elements. And Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace
is on you, Lord.
Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit,
in my soul,
and in my body,
in my mind,
in my will, and in my emotions.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
In my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. We receive this bread, your body broken, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your never-ending righteousness and grace in our lives. And let's lift up the cup, the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus,
I have
reconciliation.
I have reconciliation
with my Father.
With my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things are made new by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague must pass over.
Every plague must pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have bold access.
I have bold access.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find mercy.
Where I find mercy.
Grace and help.
Grace and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
My dominion mandate on this earth.
My dominion is made on this earth.
By the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life.
And there is no condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without
spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We receive the juice now. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you. Now, Phyllis, what do you want to sing tonight?
There are so many songs. Oh, my goodness. My brain just won't work.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Still trying to find. There we go. Find our... information here. I was in here this morning pulling up information for our confession slides for the morning prayer time, and had all of my stuff juggled around, and that's why I couldn't find the information. Here is the contact information in the notes on YouTube. Oh, you do have a song. Okay. From your burden of sin, would you breathe the victory wind? This wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. On the wind, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the presence of the wind. Would you be free from your precious blood? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Some form of cleansing to Calvary's blood. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, you be quiet and much quieter than stone. There's power in blood, power in the blood. And save the lost and the life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. That's what I was joking about for.
No, you're doing great.
Yeah, okay. That's the fourth verse.
Would you deserve this for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily in his presence to be there is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. On the wind, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
No, you weren't. It was beautiful.
I was so anxious to make sure I got the words.
You did. Yeah, I can't wait till Pastor hears this. He'll love it. He will love it. He will.
I've disappointed him so many times.
Yeah, you've never disappointed us, Phyllis. You're a blessing.
Thank you for letting me sing that. Man.
We love it. Thank you for singing it for us. And now we're ready for our benediction.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, you know, I have to put it in.
Right.
I think right here in my Bible. So, right, second, third John is Jude, verse 20 through 25. Okay. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on you some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love the promise.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis, and thank you all for being here. Hope you enjoyed the reading tonight. We're getting so much out of this, and we love it. And we are actually almost caught up again. I think we're only a few days behind now, so that's really awesome. We will be back again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for morning prayer time, prayer and confession time. And until then, you all have a wonderful evening. Get some rest. The sleep of the righteous is blessed. And remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. And Pastor will be so sad that he missed the end of this, but he'll be back. That's how it goes out there. But thank you again all for being here. We love and we so appreciate each and every one of you.
Okay. God bless you all.
Have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night. What, Rome? What? What? Oh, I never shared it over to Facebook, did I? Well, I can do it now, but dang.